It is fast approaching Christmas, and Dr. Strangelove hasn't been in to record his strange tales from the world of the strange. Which in itself is strange, because normally he's bang on time. Dr. Strangelove, I can't see me hand in front of me face.
That's because a joke bomb has just exploded and the room is very smoky.
Well, that wasn't very funny.
I know, Mr. B, I know. You may have noticed me over the past few weeks getting shorter and shorter on jokes.
Yes, most of them were about Ollie, and you can't get much shorter than that.
It's no joke, Mr. B. I'm desperate.
Well, what would you like me to do about it?
Help me to find the formulae for the perfect joke.
Perfect joke? Is there such a thing? You see, I always thought that jokes were in themselves random and slightly flawed. But then that's what makes them funny, isn't it?
Pen, parchment, get writing, formulae, now!
All right, honestly. It's really not my fault that you're getting too stressed. You see, I think you should have had day off. Hey, where's he gone?
Good God, Strangelove's on the roof!
Oh, Gold! Dr. S! Whatever you do, don't jump!
Go on, jump, go on!
Shush, Mr. Pop, this is serious!
It's no good, I'm afraid, Mr. B! Life without jokes has no meaning! I have had enough!
Ah, well, in that case, we could always get the E-man a full-time job at WCI, pulling a crowd. Oh, he's jumped!
10 out of 10 for style, minus 40 zillion for landing.
Why? What's wrong with the landing?
Why, can't you see? He's landed straight onto my lorry load of sandwiches. If he so much as dented the lettuce in my BLT, I'll kill him.
Well, he's gone.
Oh, I hate going to funerals. They're always so depressing.
I can't believe he's gone.
Neither can I. But enough about your great Uncle Rupert. What happened to Strangelove?
Oh, he's fine. I sent him away for a weekend retreat somewhere. He'll be having a whale of a time. You know, not having to come up with any more ridiculous adventures to be in.
So what are you going to do? Is it just going to be us two talking for the rest of the sketch?
Well, yeah.
Gosh, oh boy.
Not so, for we can write our own madcap crazy adventures. Can't be too difficult for us. The Amazing Adventures of Lee B and Mr. Pop. Starring Lee B and Mr. Pop. Oh, and the trees in the background. And the clouds in the sky.
Steady on. You don't have to list what's going on with the scenery.
Do you mind? I'm trying to set the scene. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. One day, Lee B and Ollie Pop were out surfing in the park.
Surfing in the park? Oh, come on.
When suddenly, Ollie Pop was attacked by a ravenously naughty velociraptor.
Oh, I like that. How come it's always me that has to be attacked?
Well, you're just as much in control of this story as what I am.
Oh yeah, well in that case, Ollie Pop attacked back at the Velociraptor with a deadly beam from his death ray eyes. And he has vast amounts of superpowers, and so the Velociraptor was turned into...
Fish and chips!
Fish and chips with mushy bees!
Yeah, and you can hear them all buzzing. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
What now?
I don't know. Thought it'd be easier to write than this.
Let's give it a break then.
Hey, I wonder how Dr. Strangelove is getting on with his winter break?
I've gotten myself bored again. So I'd better try that game again. I spy with my little eye something beginning with C. C. Could it be coffin? Correct! Your go! I spy with my little eye something beginning with L-O-C. Gosh, this is a hard one. L-O-C. Would it be lid of coffin? Correct! You win an earthworm. How did I end up inside this coffin anyway? Why would they bury me alive? I'm not dead. Thing is, though, I'd best get me out of here before I go stir crazy. Best fist forward.
Now I have around 6 feet of freshly dug ground to dig myself through. If only I was a mole.
Hey, hello.
Oh, no. Not the E-man again. Anything but him.
Nah, not really. I'm the E-mole.
The E-mole?
Yeah. And if my memory served me correctly, you were accidentally buried alive.
Yes, I can see that. Now, how do I get out?
Oh, come on, it's easy. I'm a mole, aren't I? I am a mole and I live in a hole. I can tunnel a way out for you.
Well, go on then.
I'll have you out in a jiffy. Eee!
I did it! I did it! I'm free! I'm free!
So what? I turned 4 last Saturday.
No, I don't mean free as in the number 3. I meant free as in, oh, never mind. Time to go home.
Here, are you having an adventure yet, Mr. Pop?
No.
But we're in Blackpool. Sunny, silly, brilliant Blackpool. And we're having ice cream, sunny ice cream.
I am not going to the top of that tower.
I never said that you were.
No, you didn't say it, but you sure as hell wrote it down. Look, you put Mr. B and Mr. Pop went up the Blackpool Tower together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. No way and no how. I'm still not doing it.
Not even if I gave you sandwiches and Duffy in a bag?
Duffy!
And so Mr. B and Mr. Pop went up Blackpool Tower, but not the usual way. They were climbing up the outside, using ropes and crampons.
You lazy rotten swine, Mr. B. I thought we were going to take the lift.
Nonsense. It's much more adventurous doing it this way. Just think, that lesson of mountain climbing we did a few weeks ago has really paid off. I'm enjoying it now.
Okay, well, as long as you don't sing.
1, 2, 3. She'll be climbing Blackpool Tower when she comes. Hey, hey. She'll be climbing Blackpool Tower when she comes. Hey, hey.
I'm freezing.
So then, tell me, E-mole, wasn't it a most fantabulous notion of mine to convert the coffin into a motor car?
Eh, yes! But why are we headed towards Brighton?
Because I know for a fact that Mr. Bannister and Mr. Pop are in Blackpool. So I don't want to be there. They're the ones who had me buried alive. Besides, it's my day off.
Eh! Watch out for that wibbly wobbly thing up ahead!
What wibbly-wobbly thing? Oh, you mean the time and spatial anomaly? Ah, yes. Don't worry. As long as we don't drive too close to it.
There, we've reached the top of Blackpool Tower now. Isn't that an amazing adventure?
I'm pooped.
Ollie pooped. Right, now to plant the flag on the top and claim it for WCR.
Oh, what's that noise?
Oh, that? It's nothing.
Nothing.
It's probably just a time and spatial anomaly opening up above our heads, that's all. Dr. Strangelove's probably in it, driving a motor car made from a coffin accompanied by a mole who goes, eee! And they're all probably going to land on top of us and knock us all the way down to the bottom.
Strange!
Exactly, see? I was right, it all just happened.
Lucky guess.
Ah, well, it's nice to be home, to be back at work. Good old WCR Towers. What do you think? Do you enjoy your day off?
I was buried. 6 foot under. You put me there.
Ah, now then, let me see. Yes, I did go to a funeral, but I could have sworn it was my great-uncle Rupert. Ollie, you were in charge of organising both my great-uncle Rupert's funeral and giving Dr. Strangelove tickets to a weekend retreat.
Yes, that's right.
And, Mr. Pop, you don't think, not even for 1 minute, that there was ever a chance that you got the 2 missives the wrong way round?
Oh, what a blunder.
You know, of course, the really amusing thing is
Your deceased Uncle Rupert is holidaying it up at a weekend retreat.
Ah, well, at least he'll rest in peace.
Well, it's the pieces that I'm worried about, Mr. B. Because if bits of him start dropping off...
Anyone for a chicken McNuggets?